Well, Mr. Brady, a lot of members of Congress going back to their districts this week to try and explain thousands of pages of health care law.
The truth is, everyone is pouring through that 2,500-page bill to figure out what's in it, how it will affect our health care and our freedoms. The Senate bill was never meant to be law, so it's written that way. And the reconciliation bill is just a political fix, not a health care reform. So my biggest worry is that businesses will be encouraged to drop their coverage. And you're already seeing companies state hundreds of millions of dollars of losses due to this. I think there are cost drivers in that bill that will push premiums up for most families and most individuals. You're going to see Uncle Sam deeper into your life and into your tax life than ever before. Seniors, in the end, are going to end up paying more for medicines than they did before this health care reform. The debt, of course, is the scariest part of this bill.
Well, the one thing that I think strikes most people is that when they talk to their neighbors, they just don't seem to be sold on this.
Americans are more knowledgeable about health care than ever before. And so it's not surprising that after passage of the bill, more than 60% of Americans feel that Congress should pursue repealing it. And I don't think they mean repealing all of it. Certainly in that huge bill, there are a few things we can agree on. But because of the cost, the debt, the fact it really doesn't lower health care premiums, and it injects government so deeply in our lives, we have an informed electorate, and that informed American public rejects this bill.
Obviously, with the attorneys general filing suit this past week claiming the bill is unconstitutional, there is quite a debate going on.
There is, and with states joining the challenge, I think this is an issue worth pursuing. There's a legitimate debate going on with constitutional law experts coming down on both sides. 13 attorney generals have filed suit on constitutional grounds in the federal courts. And I noticed that earlier this year, the Independent Congressional Research Service analyzed the whole issue and says it's challenging and a novel question whether Congress can use the Commerce Clause to require an individual to purchase a good or service. So I think this is an issue worth pursuing because this bill transforms government, expands it so deeply into our lives. We need to pursue that constitutional question.
Saw a number I never thought I'd see. The CBO saying that our debt-to-GDP ratio might actually go up to 90% if the president's budgets continue?
One key measure of just how strong an economy and how strong the financial books are in a country is how much they owe compared to the size of their economy. America's traditionally has been very low. That's one of the reasons we've been one of the strongest economies in the world. But the Congressional Budget Office new report shows that's not the case anymore. Over the next decade, our debt's going to grow to almost 90% of our entire economy. That puts us in the league of Greece. That puts us in the league of countries that no longer have control of their prosperity, where their debt is so high it actually drags their economy down. And I think what frightened most people is the thought that when the president took office, most Americans owed $56,000, their share of the national debt. In a decade, that will grow to $170,000 per household. That is scary, and more importantly, it's already scaring those who buy our debt. Our government is finding it's harder to sell American debt, and at the end of the day, this debt is dangerous to our future, to our prosperity, to our jobs.
Well, right now, President Obama is not making a lot of fans in Israel with the way Benjamin Netanyahu was treated at the White House. Do you think that this relationship is on thin ice?
This president is so inexperienced. I don't think he knows our friends from our enemies around the world. Israel has been our most devoted ally and a key part of our strategy for peace in the Middle East. The president snubs of Prime Minister Netanyahu, his insistence on greater standards for Israel than the Palestinians, is a huge mistake. And I think truly there's a reason why America's image has plummeted around the world since the president took office is this inconsistent, inexperienced policy approach that really no one knows where America is headed. And I think the president again made another mistake, serious mistake with Israel this past week.
Well, it's nice to have you home for the Easter recess. I'm sure a lot of Americans are saying they're glad Congress isn't doing anything to them for the next 2 weeks, but you've got a very busy schedule.
I hope this Passover and Easter are times for your family to come together. And during this time while Congress is out in session, I hope people will come to our town hall meetings. We're holding out 10 of them around the district. Come to our Facebook page, our website, or call my office for information. And we've got an e-newsletter you can sign up to as well. There are so many critical issues in Washington. It's breaking by the minute. We want to make sure we listen to you and we can provide you the latest up-to-date information.